You're listening to SBS News.
There was a celebratory mood at Los Angeles Airport as some 200 excited American athletes, coaches and trainers boarded a flight to Beijing. With the Winter Olympics just a week away, American short track speed skater Ma Mei Baini was feeling excited, despite the possibility of competition disruption due to COVID-19.
I feel very safe going to Beijing just because I know that there are a lot of people and a lot of staff members who's wanting to keep everyone safe.
China has among the strictest COVID-19 curbs in the world and has largely managed to contain local outbreaks. Hong Kong has also implemented tough travel and quarantine restrictions, but it's just announced plans to cut the length of time travelers must spend in hotel quarantine from 21 days to 14. Arrivals will need to stay home for self-monitoring after their hotel isolation period for an additional week. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the changes, to come into force early next month, are possible due to the relatively short incubation period of the Omicron variant. She doesn't expect the curtailed quarantine period to satisfy businesses eager for trade, though.
They want 7 days or no day of quarantine, which some countries in Europe fully opening their borders. But that is for Hong Kong, that's a very dangerous move, because I said many times, we do not possess the prerequisites for living with the virus, because the vaccination rate is not good, especially amongst the elderly.
Britain, in contrast, is living with COVID-19. Measures introduced in December to curb the spread of the Omicron strain have expired in England. The restrictions had included mask mandates in public settings, COVID passes to get into events and venues, along with guidance to work from home. Restaurant owner John Martin says his workers need time to adjust.
The staff have said that they want to continue wearing masks, and we're quite happy with that. The front of house staff especially, they're worried for customers as well as for themselves.
The British government hopes booster COVID-19 vaccine shots rather than restrictions are the way forward. An immunisation mandate in Canada has truck drivers headed in convoy to the capital, Ottawa, for a protest rally. Some demonstrators have threatened to shut down the city centre, unhappy that the government's made it compulsory that truck drivers entering Canada be fully vaccinated. Ottawa's acting deputy police chief, Trish Ferguson, expects the protest to be challenging to manage.
We are planning for a range of potential risks, including but not limited to counter demonstrations, blocking of intersections, interfering with critical infrastructures, and unlawful and violent activity.
There have been calls for politicians to tone down their comments linked to the demonstration after one labelled the Transport Minister, Omar Al-Ghabra, a terrorist. The Muslim cabinet member, who was born in Saudi Arabia to a Syrian family, said the comment was just one concerning statement.
Equally alarming is this the promotion by some elected officials that there is a risk of food shortage, trying to spread fear and panic among Canadians.
The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has denounced anti-vaccination protesters who've likened themselves to Jews under Nazi persecution.
I was shocked to learn that some people who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine have appropriated the yellow star that Jews in Nazi Germany were forced to wear. Anti-Semitic attacks, both verbal and physical, have increased during the pandemic despite lockdowns and quarantines.
Marking International Holocaust Remembrance Day, Israel's former chief rabbi and concentration camp survivor, Israel Merlot, called for the Holocaust not to be trivialized during the pandemic.
How can you compare it to a disease or to an economic problem or political problem? Nothing to compare. Please leave the word Holocaust for the Holocaust and nothing but it.
Several politicians in the United States and Britain have apologized in recent months after suggesting vaccine policies or lockdowns recalled Hitler's regime. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.